From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Demand in California has been rising steadily for livestock to provide grazing services to attack weeds as a wildfire prevention measure. The California Wool Growers Association says it has more requests from private landowners and public agencies than its members can fulfill. University of California Cooperative Extension says it plans to create a statewide database to match landowners with ranchers whose sheep, goats, or cattle could provide grazing services. Ag Junction, the auto steering company, recently filed a patent infringement lawsuit against Kubota and several of its subsidiaries. The lawsuit claims Kubota products violate three of their patents concerning automated machine control and steering. Ag Junction Vice President Bob Bargesta tells AgWeb.com, after years of attempting to negotiate a license with Kubota and its suppliers, we are left with no choice but to assert our patents in court. The lawsuit specifically names Kubota's M7 series tractors and models updated with AutoSteer. The National Potato Council is working hard to protect the interest of its growers. That's according to CEO Cam Quarles speaking at last month's Idaho Growers Shippers Association convention in Sun Valley. The Packer.com reports he told attendees that folks frustrated by some of the things we're pushing on Capitol Hill start referring to us as Big Potato, but with just four staff members, the council is far from big. Quarles says nutrition, the use of certain chemicals, and trade are some of their key issues. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.